Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESPN Media coverage of Moeller Fighting Crusader Athletics. It is Moeller lacrosse time here on this Wednesday afternoon, and it is the day after the regional semifinal games. We're here with head coach Sean McGinnis, a regional semifinal game that saw the Moeller Crusaders come away with a 9-6 victory over Mason, extend the season out to a regional finals, a little rematch on Mason, a little revenge action, and, well, back to the regional finals for the third year in a row.
We've been telling the boys that, you know, the season will take care of itself if you just work on the little things. And, you know, early on, we're 4-5 right in the middle of the season, like right at game 9. We're 4-5. And, you know, we just said, just keep plugging away, keep swinging for the fences, do what you're coached to do. Keep working on believing on each other, talk to each other, and the season will take care of itself.
Well, go back to that game, too. That four, when you got to 4-5, that was a loss to St. Ignatius, and that was a little stinging loss, 20-8.
Stinging loss, a little, you know, maybe a little, being a little humble that, you know, we, you know, try and put our best game on the field and put our best guys on the field, and that day just was not our day, losing 20-8 and against a really good team. And I think that trip kind of got us a little inspired to look inward, and everyone kind of start to say, you know, we may not be practicing as hard as we can, or, you know, we got to do little things better, or you know, we have to play the way we're coached. And you come out of that, you go to Western Reserve the next day, and again, a game that, like, we play well, but not well enough to maybe get more confidence. And then we get back home and play a couple games at home and start getting that rally going by the end of the year.
Yeah, and at that point, then you've rattled off all but one game has been a win in that stretch. So you're 11-1 in that stretch to go to 15-6 to get you to this point of the season and get you to the regional finals for the third straight year. So let's get into it. We talked last week. We had the Lakota East roundup. That was an 18-2 victory. That was the qualifying round of the state tournament, and that was coming off the heels of what was the MSLCA.
Yeah.
And feeling the way you did. How much confidence now, looking back at this point now, did that MSLCA
Looking back, those are two good games for us because they were tough. And, you know, we had to play a certain way, in order to get those games under our belts and win. We had to have an extremely good face-off game, and we did with Ivan. Our offense had to be, you know, very strategic as far as ball movement goes and make sure we're doing the right things. Our defense really had to step up and play and make sure we're doing things the right way. So, you know, you go back to those two games and it starts to really prepare us for this late season run. And then we get into the playoffs with a lot of confidence, knowing that all the things that you need to do from an offense defense perspective, we can get done. And they kind of start believing in each other. They get, you know, winning just, you know, cultivates such a positive attitude. And, you know, you can see these guys getting a little tighter, getting a little closer. The seniors communicating a little bit more about the necessity to do things the right way, work hard in practice, and stick together, you know, during adverse times and games. So I think just those two games really get us going into this playoff run. You know, we go through Lakota East and everyone gets to play, and some of our guys who have been playing a lot get a little bit of a rest. And then we go up to Springboro, and, you know, again, third year in a row that we go up there. And again, we're not seated above them. We're seated below them. So that gives us a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, you know, a little bit of more focused, to do the right things against them. And they're a well-coached team with Stefan Schroeder up there. They've got some great players, great young players. So I think we go up there, and, you know, it's one of those things where you got to get through the first 12 minutes. You got to kind of get a feel for things because you haven't seen them. You only see them on film. You kind of see their record. You kind of wonder, like, how good are they? And you get up there, and you see that once we start doing our offense, once we start moving the ball around, share the ball a little bit more, some goals start dropping in. You know, we said to our offense, as long as we have key possessions and good positive results off of each offensive possession, we're going to score goals, and we did.
How do you setting the tone for a game like that? So you go on the road, you're playing a team that's seated higher than you. win or go home, you know, at this point. So, I mean, everybody knows that the cheer at that point, you get the opening faceoff win, you go down and you score the first goal. So, I mean, how important is that for the confidence of that particular game?
Well, I think it's really, we were talking about this last night too at the end of the game, going back to Springboro, you know, getting that first faceoff, going down and getting that first goal, having Ian Ellis get a quick save. All those things play into our guys' confidence levels. And especially in those areas of faceoff and goaltending where, you know, we might have been lacking midseason, you know, for that to happen right away, it's kind of, okay, we can take a deep breath, we can relax, you know, we know that we can be successful in those areas during this game. So, you know, offensively, you know, I think Dylan had another good game. You know, TJ Rattel, I believe, had a couple key goals against Springboro. But Cole Grillo, four goals and an assist. You know, he's just one of those guys that is just a workhorse, and you know, he plays the way he's coached. You know, we want him to move the ball sometimes. Again, I think I said it on another podcast. It's one of those situations where it's like, move the ball. Oh, he scored. All right. Great job.
You know, so,
you know, and it's just great. And it's just the way his personality is. And, you know, so and that's just a good thing because you have to contend or match up against Brendan Sigurdsson. You got to match up against Dylan Warner. You got to match up against Lane Miller, you know, and then so that leaves, you know, if you put TJ out there at a certain time with those guys, who's taking TJ? You put Cole out there when Dylan and
you create mismatches.
Right. You create mismatches. Right. So, you know, for us to get going offensively, it was good. And, you know, going into halftime where I believe we're up by two, you know, we just had to
6-4 at halftime.
Yeah, we just kind of told the guys, you know, just kind of keep going on what we're doing. You know, stick to what's working. No need to kind of, you know, let your foot off the gas. You know, you got to play the next 24 minutes and go from there. And really had to stop their transition. I mean, that was kind of one thing is if we go down and, you know, we cycle the ball around once, shoot, they save, they go back the other way, or we're not hustling on the ground balls and they're going back the other way. You know, so we really had to work on transition and make sure that we stopped that. But, you know, again, you know, they're the third seed. We're the fifth seed. Again, a little chip on our shoulder as far as guys coming in feeling disrespected. And, you know, we kind of hyped that up a little bit. It's something, you know, we kind of, you know, look at in these last couple playoff years where we're not the higher seed. And we're not getting a higher seed based on a tough schedule. And so, you know, I think the guys look at it as they don't look at it as we're owed something. They're just looking at it as we know we're a good team. We know we play a tough schedule. We know maybe some of these losses could have been wins if we did something different.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, so go ahead and give us the lower seed because, you know, that just adds more fuel to the fire.
Yeah, looking back through, you have a one-goal loss to Trinity, who was the state champion in Kentucky a year ago.
Yep.
You have a one-goal loss to Cathedral from Indiana, who is
So Trinity lost to St. X down Louisville, I think, this past week. So, I mean, they're a state runner-up now. You know, Cathedral's got a great, you know, road to their state championship, back-to-back state championship at Indiana. So, yeah, I mean, we're playing the right teams, you know, that give us, you know, experience and pushes throughout the season. We just need to, you know, moving forward, we just need to make sure that when we play these tough teams, we got to be at our best.
And do what you're capable of doing, right, as opposed to worrying about what it is that they can do. 12-10 to win over Springboro, and that advances you to the regional semifinal and a rematch of sorts with Mason that was played last night.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that place is electric.
Couldn't have been a more gorgeous night.
No, it couldn't. Not all. Nice and low humidity and you know, it was a great atmosphere. Our guys got out early. You know, you could kind of tell during warm-ups that they're extremely focused and knew that, you know, they wanted to get out of there with a win the night before at practice. And we're trying to give it to the seniors, you know, knowing that, you know, each game could be your very last. And so,
last practice.
I mean,
last game.
So, you know, we get in the huddle and
Well, you also had graduation mixed in with all this,
well,
too.
Yeah, coming up.
Oh, coming
tomorrow,
up. Okay,
tomorrow. So, but still, I mean, all baccalaureate on Sunday. We had our banquet on Sunday.
Yep.
And we got a lot of stuff going on. And I practice before Mason, and we get them all in. And, you know, I'm just like, I mean, I know we're ready. I can feel it. I can see it in their eyes. Like, there's not much to be said, you know, to break out a huddle at the end of a practice. I'm like, Brendan, you got anything to say? He's like, there's nothing to be said. And I'm like, you know, Conlon, you got anything you want to add? He's like, nope, let's go. And, you know, Lane, nope, let's go. And so I'm like, all right, well, the biggest thing, guys, is that I want to make sure that we see each other on Wednesday for practice. So, and that's the way we broke the huddle, and we kind of said that yesterday too. It's like, hey, let's see each other tomorrow, all right, for practice, not for equipment turn-in. And, you know, we played an extremely good first half. I mean, at one point we're up 6-2. Things going our way. Face-off wise, you know, we have to kind of...
Well, they got a great face-off.
Well, yeah, Brendan Malloy is just... I mean, he's, you know, outside of Chase Williams, he's the second-best face-off guy in this city. And, you know, I'm wishing him all the best. I mean, he had a great comeback story, too, this year.
Yeah,
couldn't play last year because of a health issue and comes back this year and is a dynamic person for their program. But, you know, we had a great first half. 6-2 at one point. And, again, with our face-offs, we had to kind of play like a two-man system. You know, we basically had to get Reese Boggs in there against Malloy because we felt Reese's strength can slow him down a little bit, and he did.
And it happened the last time, the first time you played him, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then we felt that that Ivan was going to do better against their second guy. So, you know, we get those things rolling. We get, you know, we still didn't, face-off-wise, we still weren't getting our wing play like we needed. We weren't getting necessarily clean face-offs and stuff like that, but our defense just played extremely well last night. I mean, they really kind of got back to, you know, the way they were in the beginning of the year. The slide recoveries are just right there where you need them. Ian Ellis is playing extremely well right now, which is a difference maker for us. And offensively,
13 saves last
night. Yeah, I mean, that might have been his most, actually, this year. So... again, key save right off the bat. You know, their first shot, he saves it, and I think that's a motivator for us. So, you know, offensively, we did pretty well too. I think TJ again comes out and scores three goals. Where you have, you know, Brendan and strong attackmen with Zach Kroger and Theo Becker. You know, they contributed last night, but where our offense came from is our midfield, and that's just awesome.
Yeah, I was looking through. TJ had three goals. Lane Miller, two. Brendan Sigurdsson came away with two goals as well.
And, you know, the funny thing about TJ, and not the funny, but, like, the good thing about TJ, if you go back and you look at the two games, the two Mason games, he had some extremely good goals, like some of the best goals you'll ever see in high school lacrosse. I mean, he's just bringing the heat from 12 yards out.
Yep.
And, I mean, those are the type of goals you need to lift your team to victory.
You go through that game. I mean, you mentioned it as well. You had the lead at halftime. It was 7-4 at halftime. You jumped out to the 3-0 lead too.
Yeah.
So once again, the confidence building right from the beginning. And you mentioned Ian Ellis had to make a save before you got that lead too. So.
Yeah. And throughout the game, a couple momentum breakers where we're turning the ball over, and you know we need to stop their transition because that's where they scored a couple of their goals. I think they scored like three or four goals based off transition or our mistakes, like really quick. Went down and scored. So there's situations that, you know, kind of we have to, you're kind of in the back of your head, you're like we need a big save here, and they're moving the ball quick on us, and he just gets a doorstop save, or you know, he just, guy's going for, you know, a 12-yard shot to try and hit a corner, and he just reaches up and snags it, and those are the saves we need.
9-6, the final score at Mason last night. So the earlier season loss is avenged, the one-goal loss at Mason earlier this year. And that sets up a regional final and a rematch with the vaunted St. Xavier Bombers. And we will take a break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about that as we get ready for the regional finals that will come up on Friday night at Taylor High School. As you're listening to our Mueller Lacrosse podcast, head coach Sean McGinnis, brought to you by Total Wealth Planning. You can contact Rob Lemons at 513-984-6696. Check them out online, TWP. That's Total Wealth Planning, TWPteam.com. More of the Mueller Lacrosse podcast on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Total Wealth Planning can partner, guide, and educate your family holistically on your financial goals and pursuits. Your dreams are better achieved with a trusted fiduciary like Rob Lemons and his team. Contact Rob today at 513-984-6696. That's 513-984-6696, or on the web at twpteam.com. Total Wealth Planning.
back on our Mueller Lacrosse Podcast postseason edition number 2 as the Crusaders now into the regional finals after a 9-6 victory in the semifinals over Mason on Tuesday night, May the 14th, and that will set up the rematch against the St. Xavier Bombers. And yeah. St. Xavier also with a record of 15-6 coming in, but as you look through and see what they've done in the playoffs coming in, they're playing extremely well right now.
They are. You know, no doubt about it. You know, they've rolled some teams during the playoff. You know, I think, you know, their bracket might have had some different teams in there that our bracket didn't. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're doing extremely well and playing at a high level. And we're playing at a high level. And that's what you want in a regional final. You want to, you know, two teams coming in, battle-tested, a little hungry. You know, one trying to get back to a state final. You know, one, you know, trying to get back from 2 years ago.
Yep.
You know, two of the better teams in the city, you know, battling it out. And that's all you can ask for.
That's exactly the way you hope that it comes down to. Rivalry aside, so
yeah.
we'll talk about that. This is a rematch as well. You played them earlier in the year. That was the big game played at Nippert Stadium at UC, and it was a game. The final score, I still maintain, doesn't indicate how close that game was. The game 16-8 was the final, but that game was a lot closer.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at our stats today, just kind of getting a feel for things. And you know, you take away the second quarter, that's where
yep.
we fell apart.
Yep.
You know, there it's a 2-goal difference in the third and the fourth, in the first and the third quarter. So you know, you look at the second quarter, that's where we kind of fell apart. So, you know, moving forward, again, a team that predicates themselves on transition and certainly ball movement, you know, we got to be very, you know, careful with, you know, how we play this defense. You know, we want to get out aggressively. We want to get out on their hands. We want to disrupt their shooters. But at the same time, we got to make sure that we have those backside fills, and we got to make sure that, you know, we're covering up the inside in case there's cutters and things like that. So, I mean, we've got plenty of film on them, and we've been looking at it as far as the staff goes. All year long, we've pretty much said, you know, we focus on ourselves. You know, we tell our guys what they need to do, as you know, in order to win the game and be successful. You know, we're not out there, you know, doing big scout plans and things like that. We just kind of let them know right off, you know, right before the you know, start of the game. Okay, you're guarding this guy and you're guarding this guy, and let's go out and, you know, just, you know, play our system and play our brand of lacrosse.
How are things different for your team now from when you played them back on April the 5th? I mean, you're talking a month and a half ago.
I mean, they're night and day. I mean, you got E&L is playing at a great level right now. He's playing with a full head of confidence.
Well, and go back to that game, because you're still, yeah. at that point, the first time, still trying to figure out
things, you know, kind of giving the nod a little bit to Ian, and that's like, I think that kind of like where he started like getting sick. You know, weather's breaking, you know, spring break, and everyone's getting really tired. And, you know, he I think right there at that stretch where St. X and then into the other tougher games, you know, he was down for like two and a half weeks,
right.
Flu and everything like that. So, you know, we had Schmitty in there in the goal, and, you know, that's a big time experience for a sophomore. Now, he had like, I think, 7 saves, which is good. You know, but yeah, I mean, we're working on which goalie we're going to, kind of continue to use. We didn't have, you know, that's when, Ivan was playing with a broken wrist. I mean, and the next day he was in a cast.
Right.
So, you know, you have those two things that are, you know, we're playing at a better level now with both those guys. You know, Ivan's doing really well at the faceoffs. We're doing really well and solid in the goal with, Ian Ellis. So, those two things can be a different changer, you know, different and be a game changer for us. And then you look at their defense. Our defense is playing like a 6-man unit, very solid. Our offense, you know, we're getting offense from all different places. We're not just getting it from the attack. We're getting it from the midfield. We're getting it from multiple people, which is what you need in a situation like that.
Well, that's great. If you don't know where the shot's going to come from or who it's going to come from,
right.
I mean, that can just, again, create those mismatches.
Yeah, and that, you know, quite honestly, I mean, that's St. X for you. I mean, they've
yeah.
got, I mean, going in the stats, you know, you had Noah Reedy with four goals last time. I think you had freshman Luke Vransky with 3. You had Gilmore with, I think, 2 or 3.
Trevor Gilmore, 3, yeah.
So, you know, it's the same offense on the other side of the ball. I mean, you know, they've got 3, 4, 5 guys that can score. So we got to cover them all up, and it's just, you know, play a hard 48 minutes, you know, play it solidly, play it as a team, and get after it.
You mentioned Charlie Williams as well. You know, we talked Brendan Malloy, face-off last night. Yeah, now you got Charlie Williams.
Yeah, again. And again, you know, I think the best faceoff guy in the state. And I mean, he's got very quick hands. He's very quick when he gets the ball out in front of him. So, you know, the first place we've got to make a game of on Friday is the faceoff X. You know, we've got to tie him up. We got to get a 50-50 situation and have our wings come in and play extremely well. So, and then after that, it then starts in the goal.
Us media types, we like to look into the numbers and try to dig into numbers and find stories that to coaches make absolutely no difference. And I know that going in, but looking at it and looking at what St. X has done in their three tournament games, and you mentioned they had kind of different teams. They played Oak Hills, a 19-2 win, Loveland, a 15-8 win, and then Sycamore, a 21-5 win. So they put up, what, 55 goals in three games.
Yeah.
So how much does the competition – no disrespect to Oak Hills, Loveland, or Sycamore. I mean –
I just think we're a different type of team than those three teams.
Absolutely.
I think our defense plays a lot different. I think our defense is more physical. We cover up certain situations better than them. We cover transition better to where that's kind of what St. X is known for. You know, they strip the ball down on the offensive end, or you know, Hutchins gets a save in goal and outlets the ball as fast as possible, and they're back down the other end.
Yep.
You know, we can cover up those situations a little bit better. I think, you know, we have a bench that's a little bit deeper than some of those other teams. So, you know, not that they had an easy road, you know, to the regional finals, but our road, where we're building more confidence, we're playing kind of tougher games.
That was what I wanted to get to.
And we're building more confidence. We're building more belief. When you get into that situation, we need to make it a 48-minute game. We need to make it to where it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. It's going to come down to the last possession. If we make it that type of game, we can be successful, because what it boils down to is we have more resilience. You know, we have, you know, kind of gone through that gauntlet of games and coming out the other side better for it. Things haven't gone easy to where you're scoring, you know, 18, 19, you know, goals a game and, you know, letting off the gas in the third quarter. So where we're used to playing a full 48 minutes, you know, hopefully that might be a advantage for us, you know, on Friday.
You kind of read my mind. That was exactly kind of what I was thinking about all this. Well, and the other thing out of all this is the game is being played. All us East Side people, we're going to have to pack up and go to the West Side.
Yeah, you know,
at Taylor High School.
Twitter was blowing up a little bit today and last night. I saw things like, "Hey, get your passport ready," and you know, some other things. And all kidding aside, I all I've been told is that this Taylor High School and the stadium is a great stadium. It's a great field. Should be a great venue for a regional final matchup. And, you know, I don't know what went into the decision-making through OHSAA, but I can only imagine that OHSAA is trying to grow high school lacrosse. It's trying to grow, you know, more high schools and getting programs in. I know Taylor, I believe, has a high school program, or, you know, building a
developing
program.
It, right.
You know, the community is building lacrosse out there. So, you know, maybe this is OHSAA's, you know, way of growing the game, getting it out to, you know, remote areas and, you know, having people see a high level of high school lacrosse. So, I get, you know, there's a little, you know, to be a little humble and to be in that experience that someone thinks that a game like that can grow the game for other people. You know, that's exciting for us, and we're humbled to be a part of that.
Absolutely. So 7 o'clock will be the game time on Friday night, and yes, we will have the game on ESP Media.
Yep, looking forward to it. We got Dwayne Titus and you on the call. So
Dwayne's going to be there again.
Yeah,
right?
Dwayne's going to be there. Right. So, I mean, just keep all sharp or dull objects away. You don't want him slamming anything down.
I'm not big enough to go in there and tie him down either. So he did a great job. He was with me in the Mason game, and we had a lot of fun doing that. And I know Sean Gary would like to be there if he could. But
he's going to be – well, I'll tell you what. Sean Gary's going to be there in a different he's wearing a different hat that night, so he'll be there incognito doing something different for us, but getting the word out to everyone in a little different format. So
perfect. All right. Well, we look forward to being there for this game. Anytime Moeller St. X plays and whatever it is, it's always a lot of fun.
Yep.
When you have a trip to the state Final Four on the line, then it becomes even that much more.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
that's
we talk.
That's what we love about
right,
sports.
Yeah, we talk about this. I mean, we talk about six games in May. We said we're halfway there last night. You know, we do draw a little parallel to 17, but, you know, today at practice, it's all about, you know, your legacy is going to be different. Your story can be a lot different than 17, you know, and so we want our guys to get focused on that. This game, you know, pushes us in a different direction. It puts this program, you know, in a spotlight, regardless of, you know, winning a state title or being in these regional finals for 3 years. It makes us into a program that people want to come watch. It makes us a program that you know, young players want to be a part of down in the future. So, you know, tonight and tomorrow in preparation, it's just all about legacy. You know, it's all about playing for that brotherhood and continuing this journey that, you know, we're not ready to stop yet.
Absolutely. Do want to throw a quick shout out too, and I know he's been helping tremendously on Twitter, Barrett Cohen, who has just come over to Moeller High School from LaSalle. Boy, the enthusiasm he has had stepping in here at the end of the school
year. I think we're making a lacrosse fan out of him as quick as possible. So, you know, we've invited him out to games. We're trying to get him to some, you know, but
him.
He's been a little busy, you know, doing alumni relations and picking up there. But, he's been a great supporter in a short amount of time.
That he has. So, and we hope everybody else will be out there to support as well. The game will be on. Archive it, listen later. We want you out there to support the guys. I know the Crusader Cavalry's already tweeting out a storm.
And hey, little shout out to the Junior Crusaders. We can if we can get you guys out there in full force, you know, put down the, you know, the PlayStation and the Fortnite for one night and get out to get out there and watch these older guys play and kind of hopefully think that you'll be there someday too. So we want those Junior Crusaders out there too.
It's going to be a fabulous environment. We look forward to it. So we'll have the call 7 o'clock on Friday night. Sean, get over to practice. Get the guys ready. Rest them up first. Get one day of practice in, and then Friday night we'll get at it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
There you go. Sean McGinnis, head coach, Moeller Lacrosse, as this is our Moeller Lacrosse podcast, again brought to you by Total Wealth Planning. Contact Rob Lemons at 513-984-6696. Or check them out on the web at twpteam.com. Next podcast, we're going to do it next week, win, lose, whatever, talking about hopefully Final Four is what we want to be talking about. So we'll do that coming up on Tuesday, May 28th. Appreciate you listening in again, as always, to our Moeller Lacrosse podcast on ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.